Celeb Savant is a career retrospective type interview focusing on singers, actors, and industry experts. Join Barrett Edelstein now as he dives into the entertainment world.
Dench is an up-and-coming South African DJ who started his music journey in January of 2023. He has been in the industry in a variety of forms and working with other artists since 2018. He would say that what influences him is being different, having a subtle ear, and generally appreciating music. He continues to collaborate with other artists as he sets his sights to conquer the entertainment, DJ, and music world. Up next on Celeb Savant, we've got Dench. Where in the world are you and how are you doing?
I am currently in Midrand, where I do most of my work. I'm doing great. Obviously, I'm a little nervous. It's my first proper offering to the people. A little nervous, but just as excited. So I think that makes for a good combination.
Wait, before we go there. How did you choose the stage name Dench? Where does that come from?
Whoosh. Okay, so Dench, really, it's a UK slang term.
Okay.
It's a UK slang term that they used to use maybe a good 5 years ago at this point. It was just anything that describes anything good, anything positive, how you carry yourself. You have a good aura, how you dress. Instead of them saying you look amazing, they'd say, hey, you absolutely look Dench. It became a personality trait as well. So you could have a Dench personality. Yeah, it's just basically anything good, anything positive, anything in the creator light. And I just took it and it stuck with me. I've had it since high school even.
That's cool. I've actually never heard that before. So that's interesting. So you reference this as your first offering. So let's rewind even before that. At what age, whether a child or teenager, did you feel cool? You want to be in this creative world. You want to be releasing. You want to be doing this. And how did that journey progress?
Well, at an early age, I opened myself up to various things. I wanted to be a soccer player. I wanted to be a cricket player. I wanted to be a soldier. I wanted to be various things. But if there's anything... If there's anything that ever stuck to me and was always consistent was the music. My love for music was ever so present, ever undying. And I think the more I grew up, the more I gravitated towards it. The more I realized I wasn't going to become the big soccer player and star of the world. I went back to the music. I went back to my first love and we've grown together. So yes, it's from a young age. We're talking primary here, primary, very, very early.
Okay, so let's not say you're going to be the massive star of the stage, not necessarily the soccer field, but of the stage.
Yes.
Let's put that.
We're still chasing the stars. We're still chasing the stars. Maybe not on the pitch.
How did the next processes develop that you thought? Okay, I love this, but now I'm going to be professional in it.
I started surrounding myself with the people that had an imprint in the industry already, whether it be managers, road managers, photographers, publicists, anyone who was kind of like in the space already. I started familiarizing myself with what they were doing and what it would mean for me and what it would look like for me in the long run. So that was basically my education and learning, like what happens in the back, what's happening in the business side of stuff. I've realized that it's not all glamour and what have you. There's real planning and thinking and execution that happens behind the scenes. So my education would start there. And then I would further it by becoming a road manager, working with various artists. And as soon as I decided to stand up and take a leap of faith, I never looked back.
having been behind the scenes, interacting with all those individuals, being a road manager, were there any aspects during that observational educational period that you were like, oh, I didn't realize that this would be part of it?
I think I quickly realized that I probably need to change a little bit personality-wise, because you need to be strong. You need to be mentally strong, especially for what we're doing. It's not a career path that parents are open to. You normally, when you tell your mom or your dad, look, mom, I want to be a musician or this and that, they normally don't gravitate towards it. So I quickly had to realize that if I'm going to take this serious and I'm going to stand strong on it, I need to treat it just as serious. So I had to learn how to stand on my own. I had to learn to say no. I had to learn when to say yes as well. And I'm still learning. So it's had its fair share of surprises, but I think one that stood out for me has to be the personality change, where I've had to really knuckle down and become serious and learn as much as I can.
I wouldn't really say change personality. I'd say more that
adapt. Yeah, I make good adapt to my surroundings. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like saying that because it means that you not being you. So let's change the words. Yeah. Do you agree with me, though?
I do agree.
I don't want to enforce my words on you. But now,
No. Thank you. Thank you for enlightening me. Yes, guys, I have to actually adapt to my surroundings. And with adapting to your surroundings, you get exposed to learning the ins and outs, engaging with different people. Not everybody's the same. So you learn different personalities and different outgoings. So yes, guys, it was a matter of adapting to surroundings.
A 0 to 3 to 4 minutes in creating a song or a piece of work.
Yes.
What motivates it? What invigorates it? Is it easy every time? Do you create by yourself, collaborate with others? Let's unpack your creative process.
Okay. My creative process is, we need to establish a sound. We need to establish a sound. But in establishing a sound, you need to know who you want to work with. So if I'm working with a particular vocalist, I already know their story. I've already done my research on the type of music they've done prior to whatever they're into now, just how far they can stretch their voice, just how low they can go. So there's character education there before I even start to even produce anything.
Yeah.
And then we just take it from there. We feed off each other's energies in the room. It might not be necessarily one person in the room. It could be different people in the room, and we all just draw different energies and inspiration and ideas to create this beautiful thing called music. And that will go into the songwriting and mixing and mastering and the works. But yes, the ground roots of it all is understanding each other and the sole purpose of why we're here. That's I think, is how I would start everything, every day, with intention.
Ah, you just gave me an aha moment. Thank you. Thank you. I needed to hear that in this moment. So yes. This, I love me a CD. I still budget for my CDs every month. For the overseas listeners in South Africa, there's not many places to get CDs. But overseas, there are lots of places. So I love the experience of the unpacking, the choice, the listening to song once, whatever number, and so on and so forth. Vinyls, massive comeback around the world. CDs as well. In the UK, there's a basket of products that they gauge in exchanges on. And based up in exchanges, something to do with tax. And there need to be a certain amount of exchanges for that product to be in the basket. And because of the upsurge of CDs, CDs are back in the basket. Even cassettes are growing. But then we've also got... And the research is showing that it's the younger kids, the teenagers that are diving into this world.
They're bringing them back.
Exactly. It's not necessarily the older people. But then we've also got these streaming platforms that people consume music on. What is your observation of the landscape at the moment?
I come from an era where CDs and vinyls were cherished. My first ever purchase of a CD, hard copy. Let's just say a hard copy, CD hard copy. It was Snoop Dogg. It was a hip hop album. It was Snoop Dogg's hip hop album. I think it was Doggy something. And just to be able to physically own it and touch it, that feeling for me is amazing. And then I went on to like purchase some of Drake's albums, physical copies, especially his first album as well. Thank Me Later. I'll never forget it. I bought it at Musica. So I come from an era where CDs were definitely the thing, even when you had to like make certain mixes and add songs and you used to burn them on CDs via media player. I'm from that era and I miss it. I miss it. I really do. Because in a way, that was education in it, on its own. But it's a new world now. It's a new world. I understand it. I'm learning more about it every day. I'm open to it. I understand that now you can even cater to an even wider audience with the new format. I'm all for it. I'm all for it. And so when I do drop music, I make sure that it's on all DSPs and all musical platforms so it can reach whoever that it can reach. But I think it'll be pretty cool if like one day I do get to have like a hard copy of my work. That would be amazing.
Not if, when.
When.
Yes.
When.
Yes.
Let's speak it up then. Let's speak it. Let's bring it to life.
Okay. So what's coming up for the next period? What's happening over the next period of time?
All right. I have my work cut out for me. I seriously have my work cut out for me. More music. Currently, I'm in the process of shooting visuals for some of my music because I like to be counterproductive. So if I'm going to make a song, I already have an idea on the look and feel of it. And I want to be forward thinking in when are we shooting? What are we getting? What do we need? So that should we deliver the song to the general public, there's already like visuals along with the song. So there's been lots of that going on right now. Apart from obviously what I'm doing right now, which is promoting my song. Lots of music, lots of visuals, lots of events, actually, lots of events. I actually found out today that I'm playing at Bacardi. Very excited about that. So I'm praying that I keep opening doors to more events, more bigger crowds, and just growing in the industry.
The name of the song, remind us, please.
The name of the song is Sponono Sase Tegwin.
Okay.
Sponono Sase Tegwin is basically, it's a love interest.
And what
it's
is
a love interest from Durban.
And what does that mean, those words? Or is that the name of the love interest?
So Sponono,
yes,
means beauty. It means beauty. So I'm referring to someone in Durban as beautiful.
Okay.
Or yeah, the love interest from Durban is my beautiful person. That I refer to as, and the song pretty much just covers the whole falling in love thing or having a crush and just being excited, meeting someone new. You know, you start feeling like a kid again, as old as you are, that, you know, I've got a new crush or a new this, and you constantly have each other's attention. And yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's that new feeling of something.
Yeah.
And you just keep gravitating towards it every time, or gravitating towards each other at this point, or missing each other, depending on how you interpret the song. It could be someone that's in a long distance relationship that's missing someone that just so happens to be in Durban or in Cape Town or what have you. But, you know, you stay in touch. You still care for each other, and they are your beauty. Or in this case, your Sponono.
Okay. You mentioned music videos. You obviously, I could tell from your face and your passion that you enjoy creating them. How much input do you have in the process? Are you fully involved, or do you share the ideas and then step away and let someone else sort of roll with it?
Oh, I'm fully involved. I am fully involved because at the end of the day, I need to look a certain way. I need to feel a certain way. And if I'm not involved from the get-go, then, you know, you're dealing with an unhappy client. So I definitely position myself in a room where I am involved from the beginning. I want to know what's happening. I want to know when it's happening. I need to know the look and feel of what's happening as well, because in creating something, you do want to walk away from it satisfied, if not happy, even though you still need to manage expectations. You might be happy with something. Someone else might not be entirely fully happy with it, but point of the matter is you're involved in the beginning, you understand what's happening, and we're all creating something special. So I am very much involved in the process, very much involved. From what you're wearing, the color schemes, I'm involved.
But the thing is that if you're happy with the outcome and the end result, it really doesn't matter what other people think. Unless there's...
It really shouldn't.
Exactly. Unless there's sort of compromise around, you know, with label ideas and that, but it should be communicative and interactive so that everyone at the end, everyone is happy at the end.
True.
Exactly.
True. If we're all coming in to collaborate on this effort and everybody brings positive energy, then, I mean, it all works the better for everyone. But yes, I should be happy. I should be happy. Hence why I am integral from the beginning.
Exactly. It starts from home. If we can't be happy, then no one else can be happy. We don't love ourselves, but no one else can be loved. Exactly. All that kind of stuff.
There you go. You can't expect the world to love you the same.
I love this game. I know if I had to ask you this question in 2 minutes, 10 years, 5 minutes, I know your answer will be different every time. I recognize that and I understand that. I'm not saying favorite. I'm saying top of mind. If you had to push play to 5 songs by other artists once you finish this conversation, and if you can't think of songs, just 5 artists, who would those artists be? And if you can think of songs, what would those songs be?
Ooh, can be any artist.
Yeah.
Ooh, top of mind right now. I was even listening to it in the car. Drake, True Love. It's on his Take Care album. So Drake, True Love. Gabza the Small, Asibe Happy.
Mm-hmm.
I'll even take DJ Maphorisa, Izolo. I want to mix it up a bit, man. You have some American artists as well. Something from Jay-Z's No Reasonable Doubt.
Yeah.
And then I guess the last one would be, or something classic. Michael Jackson, Beat It.
There we go. Dench, the podcast is listened to throughout the world. For a final message to the listening audience, what would you like to say?
Thank you guys for allowing to share the space with me, allowing me to be part of your space and be part of your world. Let's grow together. I'm still pretty much new in doing this. So I'm still developing my own audience, my core fans. So guys, let's go together, enjoy the song, love the song, please stream it as much as you can, and yeah, do expect more visuals from me.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Celeb Savant. Please follow Barrett on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook at Celeb Savant. That's CelebSavant.